countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Tap five bugging you a majorly lean mach, go will see the touchum, Godochroch and show in Yeren, no gozer fod na crinia.
We know that our wild bees are threatened with extinction, and we also know that our common bumblebees are also declining in abundance.
They don't have enough places to live or things to feed on. We're also being hampered by disease, by pollution, by climate change, and it just seemed to us like we needed to do something, we needed to take action. And that's where the pollinator plan was born from.
Well, this Thursday is World Bee Day, and you heard a clip there from a T.G. Cahir documentary, which is airing on Thursday, Plan B, with gorgeous close-up photography helping to tell the story of the important role of the bee. Now, included in the interviews are Professor Jane Stout, a botanist from Trinity College in Dublin, with Una Fitzpatrick of the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Jane is the founder of the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, and she joins me now. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
How many different species of bees are there buzzing around the country?
Well, in Ireland, we've 99 different species. Worldwide, there's 20,000 different species, which usually surprises people because they've mostly just heard about the honeybee, which is just one single species. So in Ireland, we've 99 species. That's the one species of honeybee, 21 species of bumblebee, and 77 species of solitary bee.
And they're threatened by disease, pollution and climate change. How large is that threat right now?
Unfortunately, it is quite serious. So we did a formal assessment of the conservation status of Ireland's bees in 2006. And what we concluded from that was that 30% of our Irish bee species were actually at risk of extinction. And that was that's a huge proportion, 30%, a third of all of our species. And it was from that we decided that we needed to do something. We needed to take action.
And will you just explain to us how pollinators are so crucial to human survival and why we need to arrest this problem?
Yeah, I mean, bees are fantastic pollinators because as they visit flowers to collect food for themselves, so they feed on nectar and they collect pollen to feed to their offspring, as they gather that food, they move from flower to flower and bring with them the pollen. Because plants can't move to find a mate in the same way that animals can, this is really important in the reproduction of plants. So the pollen moving from flower to flower fertilizes the flowers and allows the plants to produce seeds to the next generation. So it's really important for some plant species that have no other way of reproducing. And that includes some of our crop species. So things like apples. I think apples is a great example, because if you don't have bees moving pollen between apple flowers, then you don't get the production of a fruit. You don't get the apples. And it's been estimated that 75% of human food crops are animal pollinated, and a lot of those are pollinated by bees. So their contribution towards our diets, towards food, towards the agricultural industry are really, really important. But beyond that, they're also really important for pollinating lots of other plant species that are of value to us. So species that produce timber or fibres or medicinal products. And they're also really important in the wider countryside for pollinating. 90% of our plant species on the planet are animal pollinated. So they're really, playing a really crucial role in our natural ecosystems. And that contributes to all the other benefits that we get from ecosystems, including climate regulation, including clean air and water purification and all the rest of it. So they really are really important parts of terrestrial ecosystems.
Yeah, and was it Einstein that said if the bee disappeared off the face of the earth, man would only have 4 years left to live, I think was the quote or something like that.
It's a very famous misquote. Right. Einstein apparently never ever said that, but it is an indication of how important they are for us indeed.
Well, I'm sure he taught it anyway in his Now, but for all of us listening to you now, Jane, thinking that this is sad and terrible and God, we must do something about it. In the documentary, you and Una are at pains to make the point that indeed every one of us listening can do something.
Absolutely. And that, I think that's something that's really important about the All Ireland Pollinator Plan, is that we've developed it in such a way that everybody can do something. As you mentioned, the main problems that are driving pollinator decline are homelessness. So they've got nowhere to live. They're hungry. They've not got enough food. They're threatened by disease, by pollution, and by climate change. Now, it might be that an individual thinks they can't possibly do anything to tackle massive problems like climate change or pollution. But individuals can help to provide shelter and to provide food. If you've got a back garden, you can provide food in the form of flowers. You can provide undisturbed areas that bees can nest in. It's not just in your back garden. So what we've done with the pollinator plan is to develop tailored, targeted sectoral guides. So there's guidelines for businesses, for local communities, for farmers, for gardeners. So everybody can do something. And if it's as small as planting some herbs and putting them in a pot on your balcony, or if it's as large as managing your local park or your farm or your roadside verges in a more pollinator friendly way. Everybody can do something and everybody can take part. And I think, people, listeners might have noticed the pollinator plan signs popping up all over the place, where local community groups, tidy towns, local councils are all getting involved in reducing the intensity of management of open spaces to leave space for nature.
Yeah, and a lot of those points are really well made in what is a beautiful documentary on T.G. Cahir, which I had the pleasure of watching. Really is really well shot and such a lesson to us all. And you do indeed speak to and highlight people of all walks of life and what they're actually doing to try and as I said, reverse the problem. And it's not too late for us to reverse it. Just remind us again, Professor Stout, when is the documentary airing?
It's airing on Thursday evening, so Thursday the 20th, which is World Bee Day, on TG Cahir.
At 9:30 p.m. in the evening. It's been lovely chatting to you. Keep up the good work there with the pollinator plan, the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, which you're very much involved with. And thanks for chatting to us and have a great weekend. That's Professor Jane Stout, who's a botanist there with Trinity College in Dublin.